Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Understood the assignment for real with that one.
Passed with flying colors, mm-hmm. A plus, 10 points extra credit, and the teacher put a smiley face on the sticky note on
Come
the score.
On.
Come on. What is up? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and here's where we keep you updated on everything that's going down in hip hop music culture. I'm one of your lovely hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, A-Dub.
It's Friday, the weekend is here, and I feel like it's a great time for music lovers in general, man.
Yes.
So, of course, Wale has dropped his brand new album, Forlorn 2, and I'm hype.
It's exciting time.
Definitely. So, I feel like we need to get into some Wale appreciation because this man is 15 years into his career, 7 albums in, 11 mixtapes. You got the multi-platinum singles. You got gold singles, gold albums. He said he was retiring on multiple occasions, but then he thugged it out and kept on giving us classics.
Yes.
I mean, should I keep going?
I think you should. It's Wale Day. You
Come
should.
On. It is Wale Day. He rep DC. Effortlessly merged go-go and hip-hop, merged pop culture TV and hip-hop, wrestling and hip-hop, and he's one of the most important hip-hop artists to sneaker culture, which I feel like people don't give him enough credit for, but we'll get into that. Also, he gave us one of the best, most renowned strip club anthems ever to be put out.
Come on now.
Did songs with Lady Gaga early on. Did the songs with Rihanna, went on tour with Rihanna. In fact, gave us one of Rihanna's best features ever that she's ever put out.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about. You know what song I'm talking about. Also, one of the first few artists Jay-Z signed to Roc Nation back in the day. Just so many different trails blazed, so many contributions, both artistically and culturally. The new album, Forlorn 2, is out today. Let's get into some Wale appreciation.
Let's do it. I'm excited.
It's needed, man. It's necessary. It's necessary. Let's just jump into it. Dang, it's so many albums and so many moments. Like, I feel like we can't hit each and every album because you got Attention Deficit, Forlorn Mixtape, Summer on Sunset, Ambition, The Gifted, like all of that. Like, I don't think we can even hit on each and every one. So I feel like we need to just hit on our personal favorite, like Wale highlights or our moments of Wale that we just want to appreciate most. Before we get into that, though, let me read you something.
Okay, read it to me, Sister Asia.
So, I don't think a lot of people know that me, Cole, and Pharrell opened up for Jay-Z. We did a whole college tour. A lot of people don't know that I opened up for Jay before that, even in Europe. A lot of people don't know I opened for Rihanna in Europe because there was no Snapchat. I wasn't walking around with a cameraman for YouTube all day. It was a weird time. We got a little bit of the Mandela effect going on in this generation. I might just try to do the best I can because there'll be a time when it will all connect and everybody is going to put everything together. And then it'll all make sense to some people that it might not make sense to right now. Yeah. Let me repeat that last time. And then it'll all make sense to some people that it might not make sense to right now. And I feel like that time is now.
Yeah, of course. Like, if you didn't get it before, you going to get it today. You going to get it now.
Exactly. So that was an excerpt from Wale's recent Up Rocks cover story that he did. They did a pretty extensive article on him, just basically going over some of the highlights in his career and different facets of him, from his gaming to the sneaker culture and all of that. So it's a great article for you to check out. But he also is really in there just reflecting back on his career. And in that particular part, he was talking about just feeling overlooked at certain times or not completely heard due to the fact that there's so much music out here dropping every single day. So sometimes people just don't fully listen to the music or fully grasp what's going on and understand it. What do you think about, like, just him touching on that in the article? Like, was that facts?
I think it's definitely facts. Like, I'm a fan of Wale, too, but I know there's been some moments where, like, he didn't put out anything for a while. And, yeah, like, other artists kind of came in and, quote-unquote, took over in a sense. And for him to have to, like, tweet his thoughts a lot of the time. But I like when an article, well, a publication gave him the chance to really speak on this and go more into depth about how he was feeling about it. Because now it all makes sense, because you can tweet, people can, like, take that 140 characters and, you know, twist it around. But when he put it in this way, in this article, you really get to feel it. He has time to actually speak about it. So I think it was a good article. I think it was a good chance for Wale to really get that off of his chest and, you know, get some more understanding as an artist. So I thought it was a good article.
That's facts, man. Especially when he talked about people not fully grasping and understanding what's happening, because I felt like that on a lot of projects, just how great they were artistically. And I don't feel like that was appreciated to the max how it should have been. It's like that old Jay-Z quote when they be like, do you fools listen to music or do you just skim through it? And I feel like a lot of people just skim through it. So I definitely agree with what he was talking about in that article.
And the rest of the article, he did say, I would not be lying to say it wasn't frustrating, but ain't nothing to do about it but just keep pushing. It'll be on Forlorn 2, where I wrote those subtle reminders all throughout the album.
And they was definitely on there. They definitely were on there. But before we hop into Forlorn 2 itself, like, let's get into some of ours, because I know, like, the staple Wale moment for me, just the highlight, the pinnacle, the peak of it all for me so far, at least, has been the album About Nothing. That album was just so much more unique and groundbreaking than I think people realize. And, like, even in recent years on the song Sue Me, he was like, did an album with Seinfeld. They thought I was tweaking. And I was just like, I want to know who. Like, who specifically thought you were tweaking to do an album with Seinfeld? Point them out by name and face, because I want to throw hands. Like, that album was so, so dope. And I'm, like, personally offended by people thinking that he was tripping for doing that album. The album About Nothing is really kind of more than an album. It's more like an art piece. I'm going to keep going back to that word art with Wale. So, you know, just bear with me and my fandom over here. But I feel like the album About Nothing is really like an art piece. Like, it's a concept that really hasn't been executed to that extent since Wale did that album. Now, we know we heard comedians, like, on rappers' albums before. Like, that's nothing new. But to do an album with one specific comedian, and he's not just there to be, like, ha, 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 funny. Like, Jerry Seinfeld was actually on there tackling the topics that were on the album. And his parts were so short on the album, but they were so effective. It was just really so intricate the way they did it, the way they rolled it out. Jerry and Wale on the cover with the sneakers on, even down to the track list. Every song was, like, the white shoes, the need to know, like, just the little details that surrounded that album. I mean, just chef's kiss. I could go on all day about it. But Jerry Seinfeld just provided some valuable commentary to the album, and I just think it was groundbreaking. Like, you have a rapper doing an album with the highest paid comedian of all time, and this is not Drake doing an album with Seinfeld. This is not Jay-Z doing an album with Seinfeld. Not to say that Wale is not amongst them, but I'm just saying, like, numbers-wise, global popularity, like, you're not doing the highest paid rapper and the highest paid comedian. This is Wale, a rapper from DC, doing an album with Jerry Seinfeld. I don't think people really grasped that at the time. But that's my spiel on the album About Nothing. I could really talk about this for a whole podcast worth, but what's, like, your Wale highlight?
No, I definitely agree that that album was, you know, culturally important. It was a very dope time. And my most favorite Wale moment is, like, I guess how I first got put onto him. And it was the breakup song. That was my first time hearing Wale. And at that time, you know, the music video, he copied the 500 Days of Summer film.
Right.
And that was my movie at the time. It's still my movie. So, like, to see him do that and his play on it, and, like, just the, like, wording, like, I was in college and everybody was kind of going through those emotions of, like, breakups and makeups and new relationships. And for him to be like, they ask who I'm stroking now, but I tell him to pull his clothes. Like, it was just, the breakup song was such a good song to me. And, like, the beat, of course, the video. And, like, I was like, wow, who is Wale after that point? And I was like, ever since then, it just stuck with me. But I always go back to, like, there's moments where I'm like, I want to watch the breakup music video song. I'm going to watch 500 Days of Summer because of Wale and that music video and that time. So that's my highlight Wale moment, for real, for real.
Wow, classic, classic moment. Another underappreciated one, like, okay, I know people get into the mixtapes About Nothing, and those are like Wale's staple mixtapes, that and For Lauren. But for me, like, super, super slept on in recent years has been the Imperfect Storm EP, the pandemic EP that he put out. Like, I feel like that kind of went under a lot of people's radar. And I feel like when I think of the term music of the times, that was exactly what the Imperfect Storm was. So let me paint a little picture for you real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
So, you know, there's a deadly pandemic going on. Mm-hmm. You got bodies dropping left and right. It's real spooky out here. It's scary. Then as we deal with that, you know, we continue to see more and more of these videos of police brutality coming out, people getting killed on camera. And then all of a sudden, George Floyd happens. Now, you know what happened after that video. Everything seemed to go crazy. America specifically, and then like worldwide. So it's like people aren't having it. It's enough. Things are boiling over. It's tension, riots, all types of stuff. Literally, it's like a storm hit. Mm-hmm. And then when I saw that he dropped the EP, The Imperfect Storm, I'm like, okay, what is this about? And it's literally him talking about every single thing that's going on, from the riots to the curfews to the anger, rightfully so, like about what's happening, people tearing up cities and all of that. And I feel like all of that was encompassed within the album. It's exactly the type of music I was hoping for artists to be making during that time. Like, that was not the time for Rolexes and popping bottles in the club and I got my chain on. Like, that was, we wasn't trying to hear that at that time. So I feel like Wale just came with that music that we were really looking for. Like, there was no filter. He was talking about the fact that people were dying and how fed up we were as a community, and just how the times were affecting him specifically as a rich rapper that can, you know, a lot of times we feel like, all right, if you're rich, you can escape whatever problems are going on. But it was good to hear, like, coming from the standpoint of somebody with money and privilege, that this is still affecting them as well. So The Imperfect Storm was definitely a highlight for me. There's a song up there called June 5th. Always love that. And then Shit Don't Stop. That's like an anthem for life. So if you want two songs you need to listen to from The Imperfect Storm, June 5th and Shit Don't Stop. That tape, fire. Chef's kiss.
Another chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss. Yeah, I feel like Wale, probably Lil Baby at that time, Da Baby, and like Jack Harlow were all making songs like protest music and just music for the times at that moment. So I really appreciated all of them for that. So check out The Imperfect Storm, because a lot of y'all was sleep on that.
Yeah, wake up. Wake up to the Wale.
Wake it up, man. Wake it on up. Do you have any other Wale highlights?
I think my other Wale moment is, of course, his verse on No Hands, because, again, another time in college, everybody, I think he had the best verse on that song with Roscoe Dash.
Classic.
It's such a classic.
Classic. That's why I said in the intro, one of the best, most world-renowned strip club anthems of all time, No Hands. If Wale never gave anything else to the culture, he gave us No Hands.
He understood the assignment for real with that one.
Passed with flying colors, A plus, 10 points extra credit. And the teacher put a smiley face on the sticky note on the score. Come on, because No Hands, he did what needed to be done. Like, we don't have to speak on that. Every strip club in the world speaks on that. Yeah, that's a perfect one. I think one more I got to slip in there is the Summer on Sunset mixtape. Also criminally underrated Wale project. It just paints such a vivid picture. It's like you're out in LA for the summertime if you listen to that album, if you press play on that album. And I think it has such a big place in my heart, I guess, because I was out in LA that summer. It's like first time at the BET Awards, you know, up and coming radio personality. Like, that was just a pivotal, critical, just great time in life. And that tape came out, I think it was 2016. Yeah, so I was out there at BET Awards for the first time and playing that tape. I was on Sunset, listening to Summer on Sunset. It was just a moment. He's got Raheem Devon up there, Eric Bellinger. My favorite song up there is with Victoria Monet, Losing. Also, Ty Dolla $ign was on the project. Great skits. Great themes. Wale always has great themes for his album. Yeah. He's going to paint a picture and you're going to see it throughout. It's like watching a movie or a limited series when you listen to a Wale tape or album. So that was executed on Summer of Sunset as well. And this is not cap. I really play that album or that mixtape every week. Like, yeah. I just posted an Instagram story a few days ago and I had a song from Summer on Sunset on the story. Valentino, one of the best songs up there as well. So this is really, I'm really in this. I really live this. Okay. This Wale stand-em.
Yes.
I really do live this. That tape is probably what I play most. If I have to choose a Wale project that I listen to most consistently, it's Summer on Sunset. You got Valentino, you got Drunk and Conceited, you got Miss Moon, you got all of that. So if you slept on that one too, we're going to need you to wake up on that as well.
Again, wake up with Wale. You got a lot to catch up on if you're just starting to get into your Wale bag.
Come on now. This man is a legend. So yeah, all in all, I think those are like my top Wale highlights. Like I said, we cannot go into depth on every single project that he has put out. We know the mixtapes About Nothing were fire. Mm-hmm. We know Attention Deficit was great. We know that the MMG compilation tapes, Wale got off. Like, we know all of that. So please don't hit us like, how you not going to mention The Gifted? How you not going to mention that? We know. We know he has heat for years, 15 years worth. Mm-hmm. But that is like our particular favorite moments that meant the most to us. So I think now like we can get into our thoughts on Forlorn 2, even though it just dropped a few hours ago. Of course, I did give it the once over. Mm-hmm. Wale just doesn't not deliver.
Yeah.
It's weird to me. It's like he just has the formula worked out, or it just comes supernaturally to him. So I guess we can start by talking about some of the features on the album.
Yeah, the features on this album are pretty jam-packed. You got some good ones on there. You got Rick Ross. You got Jamie Foxx. Of course, Chris Brown. Boyz II Men. Yellow Beezy. Maxo Cream.
Mm-hmm. A few more people too. But what I really liked about this was the fact that he had Sean Stockman from Boyz II Men on the album. Mm-hmm. I like when artists of today reach back to the legends and are like, yo, let me do a song with you, or yo, let me get you on this. Like, bridge that gap. Because when I think back to 90s R&B or even early 2000s, like, I just always think of how many other songs I got put on from the past by listening to those songs. Mm-hmm. So when you hear a good sample, or you hear an artist from back in the day on a song with your favorite artist from today, you go back and listen to more of the catalog. So I'm glad Wale did that. Maybe some of these kids will go listen to some Boyz II Men songs once they hear this Wale. Of course, I love the Ross feature. Anytime it's Wale or Ross together, it's a double MMG affair. Like, we know that. So that was a great one for me. The Jamie Foxx sample, the Dearly Beloved. Yeah. That was a great moment, especially if you're a Jamie Foxx fan, because you know where that came from. Classic episode of the Jamie Foxx show. Mm-hmm. Jamie's performing at the wedding. I think he don't want Fancy to go get married to the other man. It was just a classic moment. So that was great. And then, of course, the songs that we already knew that were up there. Poke It Out with J. Cole. Mm-hmm. Angles, which we already knew. Even the Maxo Cream feature with Yellow Beezy, the Down South.
Yeah.
That was a moment. Sample still tipping. Come on, man.
So, yeah, since it is still kind of early, so I haven't had the chance to really go through and listen through that album, but you already did a quick listen through, and you're a Wale stan. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about this album? Like, what's your favorite off of the album? And then do you think it's good along the lines of how Wale has been? Do you feel like it's one of his best projects out? Like, how are you feeling about the project?
So far, favorites that jump out at me, for sure, Name Ring Bell. Mm-hmm. I know New Balances was a dope intro. I expected that. I actually thought he was going to use the outro song, Beverly Boulevard, as the intro, because that's the clip he had put out a few days ago. Mm-hmm. But he wound up using New Balances, and that was cool. But then when he got into Name Ring Bell, I was like, okay, get in your bag, Wale. He was just talking about how, you know, all of his homies are put on, basically. All the people on his team are taken care of. I love that. Then he's talking about how his name, like, just how respected he is. So that was a vibe for me, Name Ring Bell. Mm-hmm. And another favorite of mine was Fire and Ice. I said, okay, give us 90s baby making tunes on this album.
Okay.
That was a vibe. That is Wale's specialty. That is the song that makes the album cover appropriate. You see that cover artwork. You see Wale mm-hmm. with the roses with his face hidden. That is Wale in his lover man bag. And I love it. Honestly, like, that's one of my favorite vibes from him. Of course, I would have to put the Jamie Foxx feature, Dearly Beloved, as one of my faves. Yep. Tiffany Nikes. We talked about Wale's contributions to sneaker culture as mm-hmm. an artist in hip hop. It's crazy, man. Like, back when people wasn't dressing for real, back when people didn't care, Wale was on that. He was on the sneaker game heavy, mm-hmm. been on that. Like, he was known for that. That was like when you could get sneakers at regular price, because everybody wasn't a sneakerhead at that time.
Right.
You didn't have to pay $700 in resale for some Dunks. Like, you could just get them at the regular price. Mm-hmm. Of course, some were rarer than others, but he was on that at that time. So it was great to hear him speak on that, just about his shoe game. I can keep going on. Of course, you know I like the song with Ross, Light Years. That's in my faves. I done named like five faves now. So clearly I'm feeling the album right now. Of course, it's still early. We can go more in depth into it a little later on once we have some time to sit with it. Mm-hmm. But upon first listen, I'm liking Falorin 2. Great follow-up to Falorin 1.
You got the Asia Sky seal of approval, DX Daily seal of approval. So lit.
Good job. We appreciate you. We appreciate what you've given to the culture all of these years. Wale, 15 years plus in the game. Classics on classics. True to the artistic direction. Focus is on bars. It's on melodies. It's on creativity. It's on flows. It's on everything, man. So we had to do our Wale appreciation. That Falorin 2 is out. So hopefully it gets all of the recognition it deserves. We just want to shine a light on that, especially on this platform. It's hip hop news. We got to really shed light on and appreciate the people that have impacted this culture and moved it forward for so many years. So this is Wale appreciation.
Yeah, definitely needed. It was about time. So we had to give the flowers, the bouquet, the rose, everything.
Yes, we had to give him these roses that he was giving us on that Falorin 2 cover.
Period.
So there were a couple of other big releases today, though. You got Dom Kennedy, who dropped his album From the West Side with Love. We love a Dom Kennedy release. He's so consistent, man.
Yeah.
So consistent. Oh, we also got new music from Big Sean. He's popped back out. He's been on Twitter tweeting at us, letting us know what's going down in his life. He's been hopping on these freestyles. He just did a super long freestyle on LA Leakers. And now he's dropped another song with Hit-Boy called What a Life. So we on that Sean Don wave too as well.
Yeah, big shout out to Big Sean. One of these days we gotta give a Big Sean appreciation episode too, because that'd be a fire one to do.
For sure.
Other New Music Friday news, you got our DX Rising star Flo Milli. She did a dope performance on the show Colors, which you know is a very big kind of YouTube video series with the backdrops and just giving like a solo performance.
Slayed it. Looked amazing doing it. Like Flo Milli's gonna serve a look. Mm-hmm. She's gonna serve the bars and she's gonna serve the energy. So yeah, love that performance.
And another thing, Young Miami, she dropped her new single with Quavo. It's called Scrub the Ground, and the music video is out too. And you know it's giving what it's supposed to give with the City Girls.
Of course. Yeah, man. So lots of new music. And even Kaz dropped a new song produced by J. Cole and T Minus. And that is called Fortunate. So tons of new music to get into. We can get more in depth into our thoughts on the other releases on the next episode, because this, of course, was Wale appreciation. So we're going to let you dive into all of this new music. Y'all let us know your thoughts, too, on Falorin 2 and these other new releases. You can hit us up on IG at Asia Sky is for me.
And for me is at Adub.
And that is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms. Follow us wherever you are listening right now. Hit that follow button and put some friends on. Especially if if you're a Wale fan and you enjoyed this episode, Wale appreciation, hit some friends up and tell them to follow the podcast. Put some people on. If you are tapped in, make sure you tell other people and spread the word about DX Daily. Also, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And also be sure to follow us on all of our social medias, like our Instagram, our Twitter, and our TikTok at Hip Hop DX.
Yep. Have a great weekend. We will see you on Monday with more daily news.
See ya.